The world is a book, and those who do not travel read only a page. St. Augustine.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey everyone, Samantha Lee right here. Today's episode is all about traveling with essential oils. We're going to go over the top essential oils to have with you for your travel adventures, plus tips and tricks for keeping the packing lighter, safer, fly airport friendly, all of the things. Before we get to the interview, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Brooke Cornegie at synergyoils.net, and the recipe's for a balance rollerball. To make the balance rollerball, combine 5 drops each of Northern Lights Black Spruce, frankincense, and lavender essential oil. Combine in a 10 milliliter rollerball topped with a carrier oil of your choice, or use this blend in your diffuser. Thanks so much, Brooke, for this recipe. You can find more about Brooke on her website, synergyoils.net. And if you want your own recipe read on the show, email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com with your name, your location or website, and your recipe. Hey there, revolutionaries. I'm here with Becca Fleece. Becca is a tropical travel agent who's been helping people plan their dream vacations for over 5 years. She's traveled extensively through the Caribbean, Mexico, and Hawaii, building relationships on site and gaining experiences to help pair her clients up with the perfect trip. In her free time, she loves traveling with her own crew, which consists of her husband, Trey, and their 3 young daughters, and she always brings her oils with her. Today, she's going to share with us her best tips for using essential oils while traveling to make your adventures the best they can possibly be. Welcome to the show, Becca Fleece.
Thanks, Sam. I'm excited to be here.
Woohoo! I'm excited to cover this topic, which I can't believe it's taken us like 2 years to talk about traveling and essential oils, because it's a question that comes up a lot. So we will dive into that really quickly. But first, just give us a little background into your life and how essential oils became a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I started using essential oils about 4 years ago. I had just had my first daughter, and spring came around, and there were those seasonal sniffles, and I was breastfeeding her still, and I wanted to look at some alternatives to see if there was something that could help me through that season. Ended up having a friend who suggested using essential oils, and I had amazing luck with them. I started using them more and more and ended up falling in love with the oils and being able to kind of empower myself to be able to make some healthy changes in our life. And we've been hooked ever since.
Awesome. So Becca, for all the travel enthusiasts out there, let's talk about how essential oils can support them when they go out on their adventures.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I love about traveling with essential oils is that they're so versatile. I mean, you can use most oils for multiple applications, helping reduce your packing and really saving you in a pinch, because there's a lot of times that you can't plan for all the crazy things that can happen when you're traveling. I'm always packing light, so I also love the ability to bring oils on with my carry-on. They easily fit in that quart-sized bag that TSA regulations requires you to have, as well as are under that 2-ounce minimum.
Yeah, they're so small. They're so much easier to pack than other, you know, vitamins, supplements, first aid things, like, you know, all these other things that you could try to shove in. They're so small. They're so compact. So, and you can also pack them in your, if you're going to not do carry on and you're going to check things that way, you can pack a lot more that way too.
Yep. You can for sure pack them in your regular checked bag. And as always, make sure that you're putting them in sealable containers just in case the unfortunate opportunity would happen where they would spill.
Right. Exactly. Well, what essential oils would you say are the most important to travel with?
It's so hard to pick because there's so many different ones that I just love to travel with. But my top three for sure would be lavender, peppermint, and then a blend like Thieves, which has something or essential oils like clove, lemon, cinnamon, eucalyptus, and rosemary. So if we talk about why I like those, let's talk about lavender first. So lavender oil is the Swiss Army knife of oils. It can cover so many different applications. You know, most people don't like to be away from their own beds. So when you're traveling, something that's calming and relaxing for the end of the day can really help. It's a great skin soother. So something if you had or you were out in the sun too long or just had something that's causing some issues, you can use that. Peppermint's great for that cooling sensation if you've been walking around, hiking, traveling a lot to help with those fatigued muscles. Inhaling wise, if you need some refreshing experiences going on while you're breathing, as well as normal, supporting normal digestion and gastrological systems. Last but not least, the Thieves blend oil containing those cloves, lemon, cinnamon, and eucalyptus is perfect for cleansing properties, purifying the air. You know, sometimes those hotel rooms that you're traveling in have strong odors to help eliminate some of those and make sure that you're breathing that fresh air.
Yeah. And I like without a doubt will always apply Thieves to myself before boarding any sort of public transportation, like an airplane or a bus or anything like that, or I'll take the Thieves Vitality, put it in a capsule and take a capsule of that before I board a plane just to get that immune system really up, because who knows what kind of germs and nasty stuff is in the air in those airplanes. So giving your immune system that extra boost is going to make a huge difference. And I have a peppermint story to share from our recent adventures. We took the kids to their first music festival this past weekend, which was amazing, but very stressful as well. So we're camping out and it's like super hot weather. The sun was just relentless the entire trip. And so I kept the peppermint around. I put it in a spray bottle and I would just spray it on like our necks, the back of our necks, my kids. And it really helped to cool them down because they were just getting crazy with the heat. Like I have mountain babies, and so they're just not used to that kind of heat in the sun. And the peppermint was such a great way to cool us down. So I think that's a really great tip, especially because people are traveling a lot in like the Caribbean and all these, you know, hot tropical places. They might not be used to that kind of heat. So peppermint for
sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love even the mix of peppermint and lavender, especially if you've been out of the sun a little too long. One of my tips is to bring an empty spray bottle. And so you can add that peppermint and lavender into the spray bottle with some water and spray yourself down without having to bring, you know, extra things packing wise, but it can really help if you've been out in the sun too long.
Absolutely.
Talking about Thieves and traveling on airplanes, you know, I have three young girls who are putting God knows what in their mouths, touching everything. They just have to be, you know, everywhere at all times. And so we do a lot of Thieves spraying down on airplane arms, as well as tray tables, anything like that, even getting into a hotel room and spraying down those common things that people touch, like furniture arms and end tables and things that maybe don't get cleaned as well as you would clean them at home.
Yes, absolutely. So, Becca, I want to pick your brain about digestive health while traveling, right? A lot of us travel, we go to different places or we're maybe not used to the cuisine or the water or just, you know, the different bacteria that's going to be around in those new places. So what are your best tips when it comes to keeping the digestive system working really optimally while traveling?
Absolutely. That's so important because the last thing you want to do is feel sick to your stomach when you're enjoying your vacation. A blend like Digize, which has ginger, peppermint, juniper, fennel, lemongrass, is the perfect addition to add to your water. It's a dietary supplement when you're traveling abroad, giving you kind of some protection in case some of those water systems aren't up to date as things that we have here.
Well, Becca, I want to hear some stories from you in a minute. So let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors, and then we'll come back in with some fun travel stories.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Welcome back. We're here with Becca Fleece, and we're talking about essential oils for traveling. So Becca, you've given some great tips already, but let's hear some stories. Tell me about a time that essential oils really saved your vacation.
Oh my goodness. So last summer, my husband and I, along with our parents, took a cruise to Bermuda. So it is quite a distance from porting in New Jersey over to the island and back. And we unfortunately hit a storm on the way back. And let's just say that boat was rocking more than I've ever had a cruise ship rock in my life. And people were honestly getting sick left and right. So luckily for us, we had brought our essential oils and we had used peppermint to rub us down to help with that seasickness feeling. But you can't just go around and rub strangers down with peppermint oil and expect them to be appreciative of that. So these poor people were suffering and we were trying to think of things that we could do to help. So we actually ransacked the gift shop on the cruise ship and started looking at ingredients. And from some of the things that we had learned, particularly with essential oils and ginger, we found a couple cough drops that had some of those ingredients in them and were able to help not only ourselves, but help some other people on the ship feel a little bit better using that natural knowledge that we had through essential oils. But I think we probably felt better than anyone using that peppermint.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Ginger is such a great like soother of the stomach as well. So I wonder if there could be a way to incorporate ginger oil, maybe making your own cough drops or even like gargling it, you know, like getting, I'm always shocked at how well if I gargle an oil such as like Digize, that digestive blend, or like a peppermint, which is pretty intense, but, or ginger, just getting it into your gums, you know, and then swallowing, or you could spit it out if you really can't, you know, take the taste is another really great way to get that into your digestive system, surprisingly.
Well, and a lot of times, something like honey is available on vacation for places that serve tea or hot water. And so you can mix some of those things like ginger or a blend like Digize with honey. That makes it go down a little easier, especially for kids. That can be really helpful for soothing their stomachs.
So Becca, let's finish off our travel and oil conversation just with any tips that you have left for people who might have never traveled with oils before. Like, are there any ways that makes that a little bit easier for people, or any last tips that you want to give?
Absolutely. So a lot of times you'd love to take your large diffuser on vacation with you, but packing wise, there's just not a lot of room. So there's some things that we can do to still have those same effects without having to take up the space. So one of my favorite tips and techniques, especially when you're going on an airplane, is to throw a cotton ball in a little plastic baggie, and you can add drops of essential oil to that cotton ball and then be able to open that baggie up and breathe that in anytime throughout your trip, depending on what you want to use that oil for. It's a perfect way to travel with something without having to take up a lot of space. And kids love that kind of thing to play with, a little bag on the airplane. Another tip is that if you want to bring something like a wooden clothespin and drop those essential oils on that, and you can put that in the vent in your room, in your hotel room, which would allow kind of to circulate some of those oils without, again, taking up a lot of space. Another one of my tips that I like to do, especially when you're traveling to a place that maybe has some of those pesky flyers around that would bug you, is to bring a mix of oils in a smaller bottle. And then when you get on property, you can actually make up a spray. So a lot of times for those little flyers that are flying around, I make a blend of lavender, citronella, lemongrass, geranium, cedarwood, and basil beforehand, put the drops in a little bottle. And then when I get on site, I add some water and an alcohol like vodka to a spray bottle with those oils to be able to spray down myself with my kids to kind of keep those things away.
That's a great tip. And citronella is known and FDA approved to be a natural bug repellent. So getting that citronella into a spray can be a really great way. And then just, yeah, add any other oils that you want to enhance that smell. It's a great idea.
Yeah. And you know, you're going to have water on property if you're on an all-inclusive resort. Using a alcohol-like vodka is really easy to find and easy way to enhance your spray. A lot of times, resorts or properties also have free lotion. So if you forget a carrier oil that you need with some of your essential oils. You do have those free lotions on property that you can use in a pinch to help dilute some of those for application.
Great idea.
Another oil that we haven't necessarily talked about that I really like, especially on vacation, is Young Living's Purification Blend, which has that citronella, rosemary, lemongrass, tea tree oil. It really freshens up the air and eliminates odor. So if you happen to get into a hotel room or resort property, especially in a warm place that maybe has a mold or musty smell, this oil can be crucial to help kind of clear things up and make sure that by the end of your trip, you're not suffering from the effects of maybe that warm, humid room environment.
Awesome. Those are amazing tips. So yeah, if you guys are planning your next vacation, go back and take some notes on this episode and be sure to bring those oils with you. So Becca, before you go, let's change gears and go into our closing questions. The first is just give us a glimpse into what your daily health routine looks like.
Well, we at our house, and again, everything is kind of crazy since we have three little girls that are four and under. So a lot of our focus with wellness is eliminating ingredients that can depress their immune system, as well as just things that are easy for us to apply in our busy lives. We are big fans of lavender at bedtime and at bath time to help relax our kiddos and get them prepared to go to sleep. All parents with young kids need as much sleep as possible, as well as we make immune rollers to help with those immune systems. So a blend like Thieves, we roll that on our kiddos' feet and on their spines at night to help with keeping them on the right side of healthy when they're putting things in their mouths and dropping things and touching everything in sight.
Great. Those are great tips. I love that. Now, finally, Becca, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
One of the first things that we replaced after learning more about essential oils is those dryer sheets, especially with kiddos and sensitive skin. Getting rid of dryer sheets and replacing them with wool dryer balls and essential oils on those balls to create a fragrance has been really helpful for my kids and their skin. If it's one little thing that I would change, that would be for sure the one household item that we would do.
What are your favorite oils to use on those wool dryer balls?
We're big fans of things like lavender, but I really love Young Living's Valor Blend that has spruce, tansy, frankincense that really provides a calming, relaxing scent, perfect for those bedtime environments.
Oh, I've never thought about putting Valor on my clothes in the dryer. That's a great one. I love using grapefruit or orange or really any of the citrus ones I like to use in the dryer. I'm going to try Valor next, though. That sounds fun.
And the citrus are perfect for springtime with keeping everything fresh and new. And
yeah. Yeah, and the citrus oils tend to be on the cheaper side too. So I feel like I can just more liberally be like drop, 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 drop all over the dryer ball. I'm frugal like that. Yeah. Well, Becca, this has been great. If people want to learn more about you, your travel agency, or the work you're doing with oils, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Absolutely. Well, you can find us at lovetotravel.com is our agency website. And we have several agents who have been in the business forever working on those tropical vacations to help you guys plan something awesome. In addition, if you guys would like to find me on Facebook, you can look me up, Love to Travel, Becca Fleece. We're always posting tips, tricks, specials going on in the travel industry and things like that.
Awesome, Becca. Well, thanks so much for joining us here on the Essential Oil Revolution. Take care.
Thanks, Sam.
There you have it, folks. I know that we covered a lot of tips in today's episode. So if you're looking for notes or resources mentioned today, you can find those at revolutionoilspodcast.com. But I know that we did not cover all of the essential oil travel tips out there. And I bet that a lot of you listeners have great advice of your own. So let's continue this conversation over on our Facebook page. Search Essential Oil Revolution Podcast podcast on Facebook, find our Facebook page, and post on our wall what are your favorite essential oil traveling tips and which oils do you always make sure you bring with you. I'll see you over there. As always, folks, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.